there was a period there where it was like, oh man, this might be kind of rough for me.
Welcome to the Greenville Small Business Podcast. My name is Stefan, and you're listening to the show that helps small businesses in Greenville County. My mission is simple: to talk to as many businesses as possible in this area, share in the good things that are happening, discuss the problems we all face, and to seek out the answers or the people who can help. Let's start this journey together and make sure we finish in a better place. You can do this, Greenville, and I want to help.
You don't have to go out and spend $10,000 to have a good video to promote yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you can make a great video for a fraction of that. I am Jesse O'Daniel, and I own Literal Magic, which is a video production company. I have lived in Greenville for most of my life. There's a period where I lived in Atlanta doing video work, but most of my life has been here in Greenville. I've always been really passionate about storytelling, and I used to write stories as a kid and everything. And as I got older, I got more and more into movies and film and everything, and that sort of became my passion. And then my calling, I would say, that I just started getting into video and filmmaking and working towards that. And now I'm, have several years of experience doing it, and have gotten better and better, and continue to get better and better at telling stories through film. I'm 23. I am. I would consider myself a freelancer, but I would also consider myself a business owner. I kind of, they kind of seem mutually exclusive in some regards, but I am a business owner because I am trying to make the Literal Magic brand, be a big part of the video production community, especially in Greenville. But Literal Magic is brand new. It is founded in 2020. Like, it is brand spanking new. But I'm transitioning from the freelance world to a business owner.
There's that word again, transitioning. A lot of businesses are in that moment in time where they have to transition. So exactly how is Literal Magic doing that?
First and foremost, what I love is narrative film. That's where, it all sort of started from that niche. But I branched out, and I was just working any sort of video job I could get. And so I did a lot of commercial shoots. And when I got this opportunity to direct this, like half of a web series. A friend of mine directed the first six episodes. I directed the second six episodes, and it was this, it was called Gray Hat. I don't think you can find it anywhere online. It was for this,
somewhere. If you want to do your homework.
There's definitely that possibility. But it was for this, it was for a class. It was these for young, I think it was like middle school age kids. This was several years ago. And they were learning coding, and they had this idea of shooting this web series that, like, each episode illustrated points from the lesson plan. So they would play an episode, and then they would go into their whole lesson. And so I got involved with that. I shot the latter six episodes. And it's one of those things where, obviously I'm not passionate about coding. I am, and so the actual subject of the video I was shooting is not like hugely passionate for me, but I found that doing it, I love it. Doing that, something I'm not specifically passionate about, just as much as shooting, a short film that I wrote myself. I just love doing it. I just love shooting video, I love the storytelling medium. Yep. Right before. I didn't go to school. After I graduated high school, I knew some people working in film and commercial video and everything. And I just started learning by getting on sets and cutting my teeth. Yep, exactly. So they do. They definitely do. I'm sure the people on TikTok don't use those terms, but the commercial shoots and stuff I was on definitely uses those terms. Right now, I'm using a Blackmagic Ursa Mini, and it's kind of my workhorse. I really like the Blackmagic stuff, and the Ursa is super nice, and the Mini is basically just like, you know, you can go out and shoot anything, and it's not going to be this huge, heavy camera. It's, you know, just like 5 pounds, but it's going to give you a lot of the fancy bells and whistles that you'd expect from a cinema camera. Right. Yep. Well, it was a lot of right before the coronavirus hit, I was going to a lot of marketing events. I was talking to a lot of people. I was pitching, you know, a lot of projects and had potential clients I was working out with. And then, you know, coronavirus hits and the world changes and everybody is like, okay, we don't have the money that we were going to spend on that video because now we're not sure if we're going to make anything, you know? And so there was a period there where it was like, oh man, this might be kind of rough for me.
Now, after the break, you're going to hear how Jesse turned it around and basically did kind of a pivot and changed the direction of not only his business, but his outlook on how he could help other businesses in the Greenville County area. So stay with us. More about Jesse and Literal Magic Productions right after the break. Right before the break, Jesse O'Daniel, the owner and operator of Literal Magic, was just telling us how his video production literally just got started right before the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. So we pick it up with how he changed it all around and started doing things a little differently so he could not only survive, but he could help other businesses survive.
But started doing was I would talk to people like, hey, you're shooting something on your phone, on your laptop webcam, on whatever DSLR camera you have in your closet or whatever. Send me that video. I'll throw it together editing. You don't waste a second on it. And, you know, you're not paying me for the whole video shoot. You're just paying me as an editor. And so that was a good way that I sort of revitalized my business right as it was starting, got hit with the coronavirus. Yeah, it's just started to very recently. I've started to get a lot more calls and talk to people who are like, okay, yeah, we're shooting. Because it got to the point where people were like, hey, if we're not doing video, we're behind. Yep. Yeah. I do. It depends on their preference. Some people like to publish it themselves. They're very, you know, they are very specific, but I'm happy to publish it for people. It just really depends on which client. I don't have a good number on that. No, not like, ask that again. Man, my client base is so diverse. I feel like if I had a majority, it would be like a 10%, you know, because I have like, you know, dog trainer, somebody doing a podcast. I've got somebody shooting a religious video for their church. And yes. Yeah, they basically have a TV station in their church office. Right. Absolutely. Well, my hope is that everybody, you know, we get out of this in the best way possible. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of tragedy with what's going on. And my hope is that everybody can get past it. And actually, I don't even know if that's a hope. I'm certain that we are going to get past it because humanity has always gotten past everything. So I'm certain that we're going to get past it. But my hope is that we're going to get past it in a way that makes us better, you know? That makes us better at doing business, makes us better at doing the things that we do every day. Because that's sort of the place that I think you have to be in when situations like this is, this is an opportunity for everybody to grow and to get better. Because you can't stay the same when something like this happens, you know? That's a tough one. I think it's always awkward for me to talk about this because I don't want to sound too braggadocious or anything, but it's really kind of a self-reliance. It's the that I know that I'm going to be able to make it work. And it was this moment, honestly, when my son was born, there was just this sort of epiphany that I had where I was like, it's going to be okay because I love this kid so much. Whatever it's going to take, he's going to be all right. Like, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And it's just sort of this, I think a lot of my life, I've kept to myself. I'm sort of an introverted person. And I try to, you know, recently I've been trying to get over that, you know, trying to meet new clients and everything. That's been a big hurdle, but I'm sort of an introverted person. And so I've always had this kind of sense of self-reliance, and I don't expect things from other people. And I don't expect, you know, I don't want people to expect things from me in the sense of, not like, obviously you expect what you pay for and things like that, but like, you don't, you know, people shouldn't feel that I have to behave a certain way, and I don't feel that somebody else has to behave a certain way. You know, I'm responsible for my actions, and I'm responsible for my family, you know. So it's just sort of, I have this self-reliance that I'm going to be able to take care of.
And I think it's that self-reliance that all business owners, including myself and others that are struggling through this time to figure it all out, have come to realize that we have to do. So if you want to get in touch with Jesse and understand a little bit about how his services and video production can help your business not only survive but thrive during this time, here's how you can get in touch with him.
Well, you can visit my website, literalmagicvideo.com. And on there is my information, phone number where you can reach me, and my email, which is just jesse@literalmagicvideo.com. So it's J-E-S-S-E at my website domain. There's a contact page that you can fill out, or you can just copy and paste the email that's on the website and shoot me an email.
So that wraps up another edition of the Greenville Small Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. And if you're a small business owner in Greenville County or a surrounding county, we would love to hear from you. Please like, share, subscribe, comment about the show. We want to hear from you because we're here to help. I'll see you next time.